For singer Martha Scanlon, the inspiration for the first song she ever wrote came 10 years ago during a trip to eastern Montana.
I'd come out to this ranch for the first time to play at my friend's wedding, but I was so struck by the place, and I think I was just painting pictures of what I was seeing.
And even after she left, the place pulled at her for years until she finally decided to make it her home, as we learn in this week's What's in a Song.
Go send ya to settle, oh Donnie. Gonna drive a cattle where the snow used to be.
I was writing about things that I didn't understand yet, I guess is the strange thing, like how much the work ties you to the land and all the stories that the work tells. There's one verse that says,
Oh, Charlie, he sold out and he lost it.
Oh, Charlie, he sold out and he lost everything. A 52 Chevy and a Navajo ring. Busted flat, broken, and split open wide. And the springtime's a coming up on the divide. And thinking about people that do lose their ranches, and the first thing that's auctioned off is their livestock. And just thinking about, you know, all the work that's gone into them. And that just breaks my heart, thinking about somebody standing there watching their livestock get auctioned off in a way that I couldn't have comprehended before. Living here for the last 2.5 years and spending a good deal of time with my friend Irv, he turned 80 this year, and his grandfather homesteaded here on this ranch. I feel so genuinely blessed to have someone who's a friend and a teacher, and a very patient teacher. And that's the other thing about, I think, the importance of preserving agricultural lands like this and that kind of heritage, is that there's knowledge that people only gain by doing the work.
Springtime's coming on the divide. Springtime's coming up on the divide.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitis of the Western Folklife Center, and you can watch a video of Martha Scanlon performing her song Up on the Divide at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Rachel Martin is back in her chair next week. I'm David Green.
Our feature, What's in a Song, is produced with support from the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation.